Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Beware. It's a bonus episode from, it's called a quarantine stream.
Don't like that.
Okay. Welcome to our bonus episode.
Surprise, because
we're stuck inside like you, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Social.
Well, not hopefully stuck, hopefully purposefully.
Hopefully, like, thriving.
Yes. Like your house plants that you're finally taking care of.
I was about to say we're all finally watering our plants. I did yoga for the first time in 4 years. I mean, things are looking great for now.
Yes. For people who make a living with podcasts. And everyone else is shit out of luck.
No.
It sucks out there. I'm sorry, everyone who's going through
shit. It is tough. There's a lot of crap going on, I think we all know. And this is an episode where we decided to find reviews that are tangentially or directly related to the current coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah, take this chaos and channel it into something that might entertain you and keep your mind off things for a little bit.
Yeah,
by telling the world a service.
Also by telling you, you're welcome, first of all, world. Also by telling you directly exactly about the thing that you're trying to avoid.
That's a good point.
Sorry.
Okay, maybe not, yeah.
I did want to make a quick note. I actually wrote it out to make sure I covered every point.
Impressive.
Which I rarely do, which is how you know.
Never do that.
No. So I did want to say we are not making light of COVID-19 here. This is not a jokey thing. I mean, it will be soon, but it's not. The episode's not meant to be to make light of the pandemic. We are sending our gratitude and great thanks to everyone who is out there having to work, whether that's healthcare workers like Blaze, who I'm sure is listening to this currently in the ER, and my in-laws and everybody, as well as the people who suddenly have become like the most important people, cashiers, custodial workers, restaurant servers, etc., but are still like not being paid or treated that way. So
yeah,
props to you if that is one of you. If you're struggling.
Because their work has just gotten even more difficult.
Oh, yeah.
And more intense, and like delivery drivers.
Yeah.
And the amount of deliveries people are getting.
Oh,
now.
I wrote that. Couriers. I forgot to say
yes.
It. Yeah. Servers, restaurant servers.
It's wild out there.
Anybody in healthcare. It's rough. And I just wanted to say thank you. And I know that a lot of you are not being treated the right way as you should be. I know a lot of people are out of a job now or are financially struggling suddenly, no matter what field you're in. So things are scary. But I have a couple things you can do points.
Oh, let's hear them.
To make you maybe feel like you're more in control or like you're, if you have the means, there are a couple of things you can do.
And people, I am learning alongside you because I need these things.
Yeah, well, let's see what I've got for you today. I have a couple. There are obviously a lot of things you can find online, but one of the things that's been on my mind a lot is that 22 million kids in the U.S. rely on school lunches every day, and so a lot of kids are out of a lunch, sometimes out of a breakfast, because there are record school closures for months on end sometimes. And there's a website that I've been a big fan of since I lived in D.C. called NoKidHungry.org, and you can donate there if you're allowed. Allowed.
Your parents give you your credit card.
If you finally steal mom's PayPal account, Remember that time we bought a Pokemon card, or we bought a baseball card on eBay with mom's credit card when we were like 10?
Oh God, no.
It was bad. Anyway, if you're allowed to, you can donate some money to No Kid Hungry, or if you know someone who may qualify for a grant, whether that's a school or an organization, you can visit their site to fill that out. If you're buying groceries, please don't hoard. There are a lot of people who need everyone, I guess, the necessities. And try to avoid buying items marked WIC, because people who rely on WIC items to feed their kids often can't switch to another brand. So try to leave those on the shelves for people who need them. And please stay home if you can. I know a lot of people aren't worried about getting sick, but there are people who are elderly or immunocompromised, me, and other vulnerable members of the community who are depending on you to please stop the spread of the virus so we can all go back to normal podcasting scheduling.
Yes, exactly.
And you can just listen to our podcast to entertain yourself over and over again.
Definitely.
And then again.
And yeah, that's all you need to do.
And one more time.
Yeah. And to encourage you to listen to what we have to say and to guide you on the right path of the path of righteousness. We will, in the name of Beach Juice Sandy, make a donation to No Kid Hungry, $500.
Yeah, we are planning on, putting our money where our mouth is, so to speak.
So if you have the means, and the opportunity, we encourage you to give as little or as much as you're willing to give and support really whatever cause you want, but yeah.
Like we have a Patreon, for example.
You can donate to our
I'm just kidding.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. I mean, do that, but don't.
Yeah, but if you're like, I only have $2 to give this month, don't, and you want to give it to someone, don't give it to us. Give it to No Kid Hungry.
Please. Give it to a child who is...
If you have $4, two to us.
Okay, ooh. This has quickly gotten, like, not...
We went from righteous to... Yeah. What's the opposite of righteous? There are a lot of them.
It's in a beatitude somewhere.
Beach Juice Sandy Water to Wet is the antonym.
Okay. Yeah, correct. Anyway, so basically what we're saying is... that was real, by the way.
Yes, we are doing that. That was not a joke. $500 to No Kid Hungry.
Just to make sure...
encourage you to do the same.
We're doing what we can during this horrible time. And also, you know, this is something I did not mention... and this is something I forgot to write down, but somehow actually my brain remembered it. A lot of people, most people are, quote unquote, stuck home or thriving at home with their plants or whatever you may be doing. And it was really hard on a lot of people mental health wise. We're fortunate enough to live somewhere where it's sunny and we can go outside and have a backyard. But, you know, seasonal affective disorder is a thing. Being inside and being isolated is a high cause for depression. So if you are feeling like you need help, text the crisis text line at 24/7. It's confidential, and you can text the word home to 741741 in the US. And that's all I've got for you now. So
a friend of mine just told me about it.
Really?
And had great things to say.
Well,
about
I guess
it.
You didn't look at my Insta story because I posted it there the other day.
Oh, maybe that's where she got it.
No, I'm just teasing, but so those are some
that's crazy. Okay, yeah, I was like, hey,
it's
I know
a really
this.
Cool resource. Yeah,
yes, I've heard great things, so I encourage you to do that if yeah, if you feel you need it.
And I wanted to just give that all as a caveat, as far as to say this is just this bonus episode is just a way to check in on our Yelpers who are out there and who are still somehow staying strong in their Yelp game despite not being able to attend or not being supposed to attend their local sushi place, and they do anyway.
Yeah.
So we want to see how they're faring in the midst of this crisis. If you guys find any other reviews that are funny, send them our way. Maybe we'll maybe we'll use those.
Maybe.
If you send enough
we'll
to us.
See.
So that's what we got.
That's what we got.
So we're fortunate we live together, too.
Oh, yeah. That's so why we're it's not like we're traveling or going to a studio or anything. We're literally walking to the next room over.
We're
and like,
self-distancing 6 feet apart.
We are also 6 feet apart. That's enough. And yeah.
Okay. Well, so with that in mind, why don't you go ahead and give us our first review so I stop talking so much.
My first one is of Jungle Gyms.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was
the first review I've ever read, I think, on Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. Was from Jungle Gyms, episode 1.
Cat Clitter.
And I couldn't wait to find a new one. This is a 5-star review of Jungle Gyms. They had toilet paper laughing my clean ass off. End of review. So
LMCAO.
Written 21 hours ago.
Really?
Yeah, so that's how I know it's about all this craziness.
Do you know what you've just done?
What?
You've created a mass of people who are now heading in their hazmat suits to jungle gyms.
There were multiple reviews mentioning they have toilet paper.
They also sell canned wine.
They sell fucking everything. And you
can
drink while you shop and everything.
You can?
Of course.
You probably told me that in episode one. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's a good thing.
And I do want to clarify, I read it that way, but it's actually like spelled L-M, and then they wrote out the word clean, A-O.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's like L-M-A-O, but they did L-M clean, A-O, all one word.
Okay.
So if you guys want to use that going forward,
which you do, yeah. I'm sure.
If you have toilet paper, if not,
your LMDAO or LMPAO.
There's something weird about saying D in there. I don't like that.
LMPAO.
LMPAO.
Poopy.
Poopy. I was like, that doesn't sound any better because I don't know what that means.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Christina, you're laughing your poopy ass off. That's so gross.
When am I not, though? You know what I am saying?
Crohn's disease, am I right?
Okay, so the first thing I did personally was check in with my cool cruisers.
No, of course, because of all the cruise nonsense going on.
I had to. It was forced by the universe.
If anyone's like, what are you talking about? There was a whole thing with the cruise ships where she read cruise ship reviews that mentioned divorce.
Oh, that was a great episode.
And she discovered the cruise ship blogs with the cool cruisers.
If you haven't listened to that in like the last 3 days, you should go listen to it again.
That is our most requested. When people
really?
Email or DM or tweet, they say, hey, I want to show my friend or my significant other or my mom, whatever. Please tell me which episode it is. And if you're wondering, it is episode 35.
Oh, my. Oh, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. It's souvenir shops in Atlantic City. It's the challenge in that.
Wow.
One.
Well, so Alexander even put like music, pirate music in the background.
Oh, my God. I forgot all
we
that.
We learned all about the lingo. The other day, out of nowhere, Blaze just went, come here, DW. And I went, I don't like that one bit.
Dear wife is what that means. For
yeah,
all
my
the people
dear wife.
That managed to avoid that episode that I hated so much.
So anyway, point being, I checked with my cool cruisers. I went on the Princess Cruise Yelp page. And Skip, who's a very cool cruiser, left a 2-star review of the Princess Cruise Lines.
Uh-oh.
Vacation travel on cruise ships has never been so popular. Last year, over 30 million opted to voyage out to sea for leisure and relaxation, and cruise lines continue to build massive hotel and entertainment ships at record speed.
Is this a brochure? What is going on? I hate it already.
Kind of.
I like just chugged a beer, so I'm in trouble here.
Great. We were starting off strong.
It's a Corona.
Great. You're trying to support the economy. I see. Okay. Yep. This month, I followed the millions and traveled to Cabo San Lucas on Princess Cruises. No matter the circumstances, work or play, semicolon, I've accepted that my observation and evaluation of service is just a part of my DNA. In my attempt to mute this characteristic, I voyaged the ocean to break away from the monotony of the day-to-day and looked forward to unplugging from my laptop and smartphone. Foolish mortal.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a new one for the lingo reference guide. Without these electronic distractions, only enhanced my sensors of observance and provided the inspiration to write this article. It's not an article.
It's a fucking essay.
It's a Yelp review.
Her article. No one's going to accept this as an article on their publication. I'm sorry.
Oh, I already put it on our blog.
No,
not
the Beach to Sandy Cool Cruisers blog.
The famous Cool Cruiser blog. This was my third travel with the Princess Cruise Lines in 2 years. I've now traveled on 3 different ships. The Star Princess, Ruby Princess, and most recently, the Royal Princess. After this recent cruise, I doubt if I'll ever return as a customer of the Princess Cruise Line, as the Love Boat dining and entertainment experience and overall service appears to be in decline. I expected royalty, but it was more like a royal tease.
What is happening? No one cares.
I care.
I'm going to be sassy today. I literally, like, when we started is when I started my beer, and I'm already done with it.
Great.
And I haven't drank in a long time.
I think we've exhausted all our goodwill in the first 5 minutes of the episode, and now suddenly you're...
Well, because you were talking the whole time, so I was just there just chugging. I'm like, yep, what else am I going to do?
Why do you have an Amazon page of a Corona baseball?
Christina, spoilers! That's my next one!
I thought you were shopping while...
No, that's my next review!
I thought you were shopping. Okay.
Ugh, okay. This is a mess. Okay. At least we did something good this episode,
I guess.
At least
it's a bonus.
No, true. It's a fucking bonus.
You can't be mad at us. Don't say the F word so early in the game. In such a competitive industry, service must not be compromised, especially dependent on expendable spending. I happen to...
Who says that?
Skip.
Dependable on expendable spending?
Okay, hold on. I'm almost done.
Okay.
Sort of. I happen to travel... This is the best part. I happen to travel and participate on Princess Cruise's attempt to break the the Guinness record.
Oh, no.
The Guinness World Record of most marriage renewals conducted simultaneously at sea. The cruise line was really playing this up, promoting that the actress who portrayed Captain Stubing's daughter on the 70s television series The Love Boat was scheduled to be in attendance. However, at the event, the cruise director made the announcement. Unfortunately, Jill Whelan recently endured a tennis injury and would not join us. I wonder if from the stage, the 800 of us participants must appear as minions wearing medallions.
What? So, okay. The woman who played someone's daughter in The Love Boat
in the 70s
had a tennis accident.
But
like tennis elbow, couldn't go to this
tennis
thing.
Elbow,
okay, maybe it's more serious.
Conspiracy.
I don't know. This is a conspiracy.
Nobody expressed disappointment, but most commented likely her absence really reflected reluctance to possible exposure to the coronavirus. Or likely the money just wasn't right for her to risk waving and shaking hands at sea. So he thinks...
Well, it's not right for anyone. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't shake her hand.
Despite the record being broken...
Congratulations, Skip.
The event had a dark side to it. As a perk to break the record, an incentive of a $250 gift card was offered to participants. This promotion turned out to be a bait-and-switch marketing tactic by the onboard jewelry store. The email communication did not mention that the incentive was offered to those purchasing items at a minimum price of $800.
Oh, that's
ahoy, pretty bad. Scam at sea? Oh, the abbreviation is ASS.
Avoid scam at sea?
Ahoy.
Ahoy, I mean, God.
Come on.
Mine made more sense.
Correct, it did, yes. Despite an email and the announcement at the event, the majority of employees had no idea about the promotion, which required us to even submit copies of our wedding certificates. And then Yelp cut him off, so he couldn't continue.
That's it?
It literally started, the next paragraph was like, additionally, comma, and then it just cut off. Because originally, when I read the coronavirus, it said parentheses, more on that later, but then he never got
man.
To it. I know.
God, could you imagine him writing it all out, like in Microsoft Word, probably, and copy-pasted?
I think it's a text.
And then it cut off.
What's that little text thing?
Notepad?
Notepad, thank you.
Yeah. And then copy and pasted it and didn't notice that it didn't fill out the whole thing.
There was a picture of the ocean, though.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's good.
Yeah. Well, Skip, congratulations on renewing your... Wait, what? Was that one star?
Two.
Two? Okay. Gave it two, at least.
Really thought that one through.
That's the thing, though. And also that whole thing of the $250 gift certificate, but you have to... If they didn't make that clear, that's pretty fucked up.
I love that everyone's on the boat going like, yeah, she probably just didn't want Corona. Anyway, you want some shrimp? Here, try it. I just ate a bite.
Yeah, I do not blame the daughter of Captain Whatever in The Love Boat
right. For
not going. Could you imagine?
Because if you were a child in the 70s...
But could you also imagine going on a cruise right now? That sounds like a good idea.
I think you can't.
You shouldn't be able
right
to.
Right now, you can't.
Well, they're all going to go under, probably, and that's...
Oh, whatever. Not literally, I hope.
Oh, God. Let's hope not.
Okay. So that's... sorry. That's Skip.
Thanks, Skip.
That was a lot. I'm sorry.
No thanks, Skip.
You go ahead.
Okay, my next one, as was spoiled, is of a Corona blue baseball cap standard. It's just a baseball cap that has the Corona beer logo.
I really thought you were shopping. I was mad.
Why would I buy a Corona beer logo hat?
Because you were yelling about drinking beer. I don't know.
I am drinking a Corona. That is a good point. So this is by Anonymous. It's titled Corona Beer Supporter. 5 stars. Great hat! I get a lot of comments. Too bad they named a virus, which is why I am still supporting Corona beer. End of review.
And that was written by Alexander 2 minutes ago after he finally he finished his whole Corona beer and thought, I have something to say about my support of this company.
Oh, yeah. Great hat. That's what I have to say.
Honestly, we were at a music festival and people were like not getting Corona, free beer.
It's ridiculous.
Not getting Corona. But
it is beyond me that their sales have plummeted so much.
Oh, I have another demand of everyone. What? I know I keep demanding.
Go buy Corona? No.
No, you don't have to do that. But support your local Chinese businesses. A lot of them are really struggling because people are racist. So
let's, it's so fucked up.
How about our little squad here doesn't participate in that kind of attitude?
No, racism. Not at all. That's so fucked up. And the way that the administration is talking about it, and it's scary. Is sick.
Well, and then you probably know who I mean. And then
Dad?
Skip. Oh. Just kidding. And then Trump was like, oh, well, since we have such a strong border, we're not getting as much coronavirus. I was like, that, I don't even want to go there. It's just idiotic. Anyway. Yeah. So,
bring on the 1-star reviews for us mentioning Trump's name.
Isn't it fun, though?
That is fun.
We get
him.
A little
Whatever.
Surge. Hey, I have another demand. Why don't you write us a 5-star review to counteract the 1-star Trump supporters?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I keep demanding everyone do stuff, and I'm sure we're going to get 1-star reviews about that, so I will continue.
So if you follow all the demands...
All of them.
Then you have to write us a 5-star review as well. Mm-hmm. That's another demand.
Might as well throw it in there. Okay, I have an email from Rachel. This says, hi, Chris. I actually deleted it temporarily so you wouldn't find it.
Smart. I didn't even look in the email, so it was a waste of time, but smart.
I actually originally put it in a folder called Don't Use Christine is Using It, but then I was afraid you wouldn't notice that it was in a folder, so I just deleted it. Anyway, this is from Rachel. It says, hi, Christine and Alex. I know you just did an episode on Disney parks, but with the recent closings due to coronavirus, the Karens of the world are going crazy. Attached is a post I found going around Facebook where a mom describes her dramatic experience trying to reschedule her trip to Walt Disney World. Hope you enjoy, Rachel.
I am fucking pumped.
Ready.
This is exactly what I want.
This is bonkers. This was written by...
Wait, I'm out of beer. Can I go get another beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you get me one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Zandy's back with the Corona.
Oh. Like, why are you talking to me like that?
Oh, yeah. Crack that bad boy open. Oh, crisp and smooth. Thank you. Now I get my own Corona.
She doesn't normally talk to me like that. And so when you did that, I was like, what is something wrong? I'm like, why are you using your podcast voice? Then I realized you hit record again.
I have a completely different voice when I'm not recording.
Think like Southern Valley Girl. It's like a mix.
Wait, what's a Southern Valley?
Exactly, it's a mix of the two.
I'm from Texas.
You're from Texas, but then
Orange County.
You spent a lot of time in the Valley, so you picked up on some things.
I just watched The O.C. for too many years. Okay.
Even better.
I get it.
Yeah, The O.C., that's Orange County.
I'm now actually double-fisting beers. Okay, hold on. You're going to need this, though. You're going to need that beer, because this Disney review is something else. Okay, this was written by... One Angry Fucking Mom. That's the username.
Jesus. What the hell? On what?
It was written in Relationship Advice. I think on Reddit. Not sure. What is this? So it seems to be from Reddit, but it's written in Relationship Advice by One Angry Fucking Mom. The subject of this post is my 36F. You know how cool cruisers have their lingo?
Mm-hmm.
Disney people also have their lingo.
This is a Reddit thing, too.
Oh, okay, 36F.
So my, which means that this person is 36 and female.
Right, husband 40M.
Yeah.
40 and male. Called me a psycho bitch for demanding the Cinderella Castle suite from a Disney customer service rep.
Wow.
And now it's making a lot more sense that it's in relationship advice. So I'm going to continue with this review. I am writing this in the bathroom because I just got into a huge argument with my husband and I don't know what to do. We and our three children had an upcoming trip planned for Disney World on Tuesday, a 10-day stay at the Grand Floridian and a wonderful itinerary that included all four parks and Blizzard Beach. Of course, the parks have now closed and my children are beyond devastated. I called Disney's customer service line to speak with a representative about how they can make this right. He promised a refund and the ability to rebook for another time, but that obviously isn't good enough. I told him that he needed to do better than that, and he said he was just following the guidelines put forth by the company. I suggested as a means to rectify the situation that he provide us future accommodations in the secretive suite located in Cinderella's castle.
Hey, you know that thing I'm not supposed to know about? Wink, wink. Send me there.
You know that YouTube video that 4 million people have watched about that super secret place?
I did just talk to Krista about that there's that YouTube video where it's like how to spend the most money possible at Disney.
Yo, it's bananas. If you guys haven't seen it,
bananas. The amount of money you can spend at Disney.
It's and like there's a wedding one, like how you can spend the most expensive wedding at Disney and stuff.
You know what would be so cool as a job would be to actually come up with the crazy shit that people will pay for. And I mean, for people who have that kind of money and love it, good for them.
Oh yeah.
But like,
no shame on money spending.
No, seriously.
But it is like, you're right. It's the most random. It's like stuff you would never think of.
Yeah.
Even the stuff for weddings that like add-ons, like, you know, Mickey and Minnie show up, or Mickey and Minnie help cut your cake, or like the carriage from Cinderella, like just the random stuff that they have to come up with.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Anyway, I suggested he provide us future accommodations in the secretive suite located in Cinderella's castle. I said the only way to make up for the hardship my children are facing is to provide us with a truly unforgettable experience, one that goes beyond the standard Disney trip and will completely wash away the painful memories that will undoubtedly stay with them for years to come. What better way to do so than to stay in the castle of Cinderella herself? Maybe therapy, but that's just me.
Wow. And your children, I'm sorry, but if you have the money to spend on this whole Disney thing and you get your refund back, like...
A full refund.
What is wrong with that? Nothing. Just use money for your kids in another way, or maybe give it to...
our Patreon.
No Kid Hungry. I mean, that's what I meant.
Sure.
Yeah, same thing. It'll get there
eventually.
They
funnel each other. Don't worry about it.
It's a whole... It's like this whole pyramid thing. That the
it's
money
an,
trickles down.
It's not
down.
A pyramid. It's a triangle, I would say. Maybe a triangle. Okay, more like that.
More like a triangle.
What better way to... I mean, but these people are really suffering. I don't think we should laugh.
True. Okay, sorry.
These children are
I'm
suffering.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, kids.
Deeply. What better way to do so than to stay in the castle of Cinderella herself? He audibly scoffed at this and said that was way, way beyond his authorization. He said tens of thousands had had their vacations ruined and that it wasn't his or the company's fault and they were doing the best they could. This dismissal pissed me off. I told him that yes, it wasn't his fault, but it was his responsibility to make it right. Surely, instead of closing down a multi-billion dollar media conglomerate that's a... Hegemon. Hegemon.
What are you saying? Is that a word?
Yeah. I even wrote down the pronunciation hegemon.
Like Digimon.
Yep.
So like a weird like, remake? Oh.
Like hegemony. Hegemony.
Christina,
I don't know.
I actually don't know this word.
Okay. It basically means like a major player. Like traditionally.
Oh, like me.
No, like Digimon. Come
like
on.
Like Digimon. Oh, now it makes
Keep
all makes sense.
Up.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's like traditionally like politically or wartime militarily speaking, a hegemon.
Like a world leader of sorts. Like a world, like a big...
player.
I know what you're saying.
Okay. She also spelled it wrong, which doesn't help. So just saying. English isn't my first language. Okay. Sorry, I was on page 2, not page 1 of her review.
God.
Surely, instead of closing down a multi-billion dollar media conglomerate that's a hegemon in the global theme park industry would have the capacity to simply screen for sick visitors at the park entrances. Instead, they ruined my child's entire year. And what about the Fastpass reservations that we meticulously booked during our first day of eligibility? What about the dinner plans with the princesses? How do they think it feels for me as a parent to tell my children they can't visit the happiest place on earth because they might get sick and die?
Okay, I'm sorry. There's a subreddit called Self-Aware Wolves. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's where people say things, like, it's mostly political, but they say things and it's like, wait, you're kind of making the opposite point. Like, hello, like, don't you understand that what you're saying, like, just listen to what you're saying.
Like, it's
and
written
understand.
Right there in what you're,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, this person is saying, or my kids might get sick and die. And it's like, yes, that is why this is closed down. That is not something.
And that is not why you get to go to Cinderella's
exactly.
castle. That's not.
That makes no sense.
I see. Yes, I would agree.
It's
with
like
that.
Weirdly self-aware, but at the same time, you're like,
that's
but
a good
you're
point.
Not making that like that
called?
Mental self-aware wolves like
oh,
werewolves.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a good subreddit, very political. So if you're one of those 1-star reviewers, don't go there because it's very.
Oh,
left,
our 1-star
yeah,
reviews. Yeah.
It's left leaning.
Okay. Because they might get sick. It also is lowercase because they might get sick and then capital die.
Of course. But wait, think about the employees who, like those princesses.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what,
I did see
what
somebody post now that they're not under like Disney's employee rules, I can paint my nails and they were like blue. I was like, that's so funny that
oh
like,
my gosh, yeah.
She was like, so excited
that she can do her instead of acting like this character, like in her entire life and do everything based on the character.
She's like, look what I can do.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. That's what I call thriving.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, you're right. Exactly. It's like,
I mean, many people out of jobs, struggling, not sure about paychecks.
Dependent on paycheck. Right.
Yeah. And
on their paycheck.
Here you are getting a full refund, not losing any money with this whole thing.
That's like the sad thing was going through all these Corona reviews and seeing like this airline won't refund my $200 ticket
yeah.
or this hotel, which is like shitty.
I booked a flight to Minneapolis to see your show and visit a friend, Steven.
Oops.
Yeah. And I canceled it. I got $23 in credit back.
Mm-mm.
Yep. That's it.
Again, we keep getting away from, like, her suffering.
Sorry.
Okay.
The struggle.
Yeah, it's like her and her children are in bad shape. After all this, the smug rep just repeated he could only offer refunds for the time being and an opportunity to rebook for a future date. I again stated that that was insufficient and that I at least expected a lifetime subscription to Disney Plus.
That's hilarious.
I forgot about that.
But that just shows that they're just trying to get something out of it. They're like, okay, if not that, fine. How about lifetime? And they're like just trying to get them to probably say,
awful.
We can give you and just give like the minimum. They just want something. And not that they deserve something. They definitely don't.
No.
But it's one of those people that they shoot so high.
Yeah.
Hoping that they'll get talked down. But instead, this guy's like, I'm following policy.
You know,
like, there's nothing he can do.
And I know. Well, yeah, like, he's going to give her Disney Plus for a lifetime? What the hell? He's probably getting paid jack shit,
too. He doesn't get Disney Plus.
No, like, for free, right? I again stated that that was insufficient and that I at least expected a lifetime subscription to Disney Plus, and he straight up laughed and said, that's not my department. I hung up the phone in rage, and my husband immediately was like, what the fuck was that? He told me I was a psycho bitch for the way I spoke to the customer service rep, that I was extremely unreasonable and rude, and that he was genuinely disturbed by my behavior. He said he doesn't know what happened to the woman he married, and he's not sure he can ever look at me the same way again. I am deeply, deeply hurt that he would say such things about me, when I was just trying to do what's best for our children. Our relationship has been rocky for the past couple years, and Disney was supposed to be an opportunity to rekindle that fire. Okay, now we're getting to, like, what's really, I think, the issue here. Disney Plus might have helped, too, but seems like that didn't work either. Now it feels like that might not be possible. He is usually quite soft-spoken, so I am shocked and devastated by the abusive language he directed at me, and I don't know if I can forgive him. Now my children are crying and my husband is pissed off and my whole world is breaking down and I don't know what to do. How can I make things right? Is that even possible? End of post.
Oh, no.
It went sad really quickly.
Yes, because I
there.
Do not like how he spoke to her.
Oh, absolutely
like,
not.
If that's what he said, yeah, that's not okay.
Absolutely not.
And if all of this is like as it happened, it sounds like just everyone just is kind of shitty.
This is a bad situation.
Yeah, no, this is terrible.
For everyone, including Brian, the customer service
rep. And I feel worse for the children then, of all people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, At least Brian got a good laugh in there, apparently.
I named him Brian. I don't know if we... At least
he got a good laugh in.
He probably posted this story on a different subreddit that we could probably find.
Probably Tales from Retail or something. Oh. Like one of those that are like, or Fuck You, Karen or something.
Or
like,
I'm a Werewolf or whatever that one was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Anyway.
That's something.
That was long again. Sorry.
Because you were like, I only have a few reviews. And now they're like essays.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
Okay. Your turn.
My next one is of, and it's an Amazon one, so it's long. Purell Advanced Hand Sanitizer Soothing Gel, fresh scent with aloe and vitamin E. 1 fluid ounce jelly wrap carrier, pack of 36. Jelly wrap color will vary.
Alexander, this is so smart to look at Purell. I didn't even think of that.
Currently unavailable.
What? But I ordered 6 of those.
Pack of 36 is unavailable.
You guys, I've been telling people this. I accidentally ordered, like, you remember you came home one day, you were like, what is in that giant box? And I was like, oh, toilet paper, we were out. And you were like, oh, that was smart. And I was like, what are you talking about? And you were like, oh, everyone's about to like go and buy it.
I did not say that. That
you
was not me.
Literally said that.
Really?
You said that was smart. And I went, why? And you were like, because people are probably,
did I say that?
Yep. Because people are probably going to buy it out. And I went, I don't know what you're talking about. And then 2 days later, it was like,
pandemonium.
I felt like I had to hide it under my bed.
Oh, wow.
But it was an accident. If I hadn't bought that like 2 days before, I'd be SOL. I'd be LMPAO.
God. Okay, that's gross.
Stupid.
Yeah, I bought like a big thing of like this bamboo toilet paper. It's like, it sounds weird, but it's like
he
supposed to be
like
environmentally friendly kind of stuff.
He bought this plant and he's been watering it every day and now he uses it.
Oh. And I have a little pocket knife and I take little shavings off and use that. No, okay, I bought this like weird, there's a sale in December for this giant box of toilet paper. So I didn't buy any with this whole pandemonium because I was like, oh, I still have like half of that weird box of toilet paper I bought. Anyway.
I shouldn't laugh because in like 2 weeks, if I'm like,
yeah, I even gave
help.
My friend Liz that for Christmas because I'm like, I don't know, it's useful.
Wait, sorry, you gave her toilet
a
paper?
A box of toilet
you
paper.
You were like 6 or 3 months early on like the most brilliant gift ever.
I know. She thanked me, but she hasn't thanked me.
She needs to thank you
for saving her from this pandemonium.
She could probably make thousands off that.
Okay, anyway, let me read this Purell review.
Okay.
This is by Kimberly, and it's titled Price Gouging, but it's spelled wrong.
Of course.
It's spelled G-A-U-G-I-N-G.
Oh,
like
gauging. Sure.
3 stars. Because of the coronavirus, so much price gouging going on. This should be illegal. It is illegal, by the way. What a shame. Way overpriced. I paid $83 for this. And now it's on Amazon for half that. But then, there are always the ding-dongs like myself that buy it anyway. Although the product is nice to have to hang on your purse, lunchbox, backpack, etc. I wouldn't pay this much ever again! End of review.
Oh my goodness.
$83.
Oh my
for
goodness.
For 36. There was that guy, I don't know which state he was
it
in.
Was
did you see
horrible.
That guy?
What a dick.
Yes. Well, that's the thing, is he got what was coming to him.
Absolutely. He
tried
it on Amazon.
No one's buying it because Amazon and eBay blocked my sales because it was not allowed.
And he's like, no, I have a garage full of... The one guy did toilet paper, one guy did Purell. I'm not sure if they were the same guy.
Yeah, he did. I know one guy who did everything. Like, he did... He went to all these different stores and bought out everything.
And he's like, it's entrepreneurial. I'm like, no, it's not. It's being an asshole.
Literally being an asshole.
I was thinking about it. I was like, Amazon has had some PR issues lately, so they were going to shut that down no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, if you want something to hang on your backpack and your purse, don't do it, though, because someone will steal that.
Yeah, someone will.
I just realized that's a bad, bad idea.
I don't own any Purell.
Excellent.
But
look,
I wash my hands constantly, so.
Okay, I'm going to be honest, like, this is going to sound, I feel like now these are just like stories of COVID-19 isolation, but I do have another one, which is that when we were at a recent live show, RIP to our tour, and that's why we drink, we were at a recent live show, and on our rider is like some Purell, because we do like meet and greets, and so we like to have Purell.
What they do, I've seen this. what they do is they have the people come up, force them to use Purell. Then they shake hands. Don't touch. No hugs. No nothing. Just shake hands. Say hello there. A picture. 3 feet separation at least. There's a, someone with a
air hugs.
Yeah, it's air hugs. Yes, and then hover hands and everything. And then afterwards, they furiously rub their hands with Purell and then bring up the next people.
You also put a little bit on a face and a neck. And
yeah.
A,
mm-hmm. Yeah, just in case the rogue kisser comes in.
Okay, first of all.
What?
All of that was fake except that last thing that you
except
said.
Except the rogue kisser?
There is a rogue kisser. I don't want to get into it because it's always M who gets the rogue kisses.
Oh, God.
That it is no good, especially during Corona times.
Not that anyone would do that to me, but please don't do that to me. That would scare the shit out of me.
I just kind of awkwardly stand there because no one ever does do it to me, but I just watch it happen and it is equally horrifying to watch it.
Like I'm just making out with random fans in front of you.
And then Purelling. No, 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 Purell, no, no.
Drinking some Purell.
I'm going to get sued for slander. Anyway, the point.
We should drink more when we record,
shouldn't
we?
If M had a lawyer, they would sue me for slander for sure. No. So we do a Purell. We rarely even use it. We never really remember, but it's on our rider. So usually when we show up, there's like some Purell in the green room. And we went to a show recently and they had bought like this like gallon.
Yes, those like giant those things.
Massive.
Yes.
Like they'd gone to like Costco and bought like the biggest size.
What did they think you were going to do with it?
Well, whatever you just said, probably all of that. Yeah. And so we were laughing about it. And then they were like, well, we don't, like they're not going to keep, they don't, they're going to throw it away or I don't know what they're going to do with it. And so I'm always like weird about that. I'm like, I'll just take it. I'll take it home. And everyone was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I brought it home and I was like, Blaze, people keep calling me a hoarder because I bring everything home with me. Like, I don't throw it away. Like, you know, I don't put everything in the trash immediately or whatever. And like, if there's something that's usable, I bring it home with me. If there's, sometimes we get Excedrin or Tylenol and I bring it home. And I pulled out this Purell and Blaze just was, looked at me and went, I mean, they're not wrong. Like, that's nuts that you put that in your suitcase. I will not let him use that gallon of Purell.
Yes, you get him.
It is on my nightstand. And I was like, M, Eva, and Blaze, screw you.
Yeah.
My gallon of Purell is now worth $40,000. And that venue is pissed that I took it out of their green room.
Oh, I bet they are.
Anyway. We should, Em and I should do a show and see if, like, Purell, we put Purell on the list and see what happens.
See what happens. No, you should keep your shows, but don't tell fans that it's canceled, but don't tell the venues. You go to do the show.
Oh, yes.
Grab the Purell and run, because there's no actual show.
So we're like, find us
like,
Purell.
We're making money.
You're like our middleman.
We're making $40 each show.
$40.
Good. That'll pay for the flight to Denver.
Good for us.
Anyway.
Okay, sorry. That's my other story, is that if you need Purell, I'm not kidding. It's like that giant one.
Yeah.
It's in my
good
room.
Good to know.
If you need
it. I'll stop in tonight when you guys are sleeping. Just get a couple pumps and walk out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Oh, I think you just read one off.
I read my Purell one.
Sorry. I got distracted. Believe it or not.
This is a bonus episode.
I know. Whatever the fuck I feel less like, restricted to the rules.
It's freeing in a way.
Right. Just unlike all our others, which are behind a paywall. Okay. This.
Go to luminary.com.
Oh. No comment. Okay. This is a review of Häagen-Dazs in Washington, D.C.
Like Häagen-Dazs, but Häagen-Dazs? Do you know Häagen-Dazs is from like New Jersey or some shit?
I thought it was like.
They purposefully used a name that's.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow, it worked.
I don't think it's New Jersey. I don't know where it's from, but.
It worked on me.
Yeah, and it doesn't even make sense, like the umlauts and stuff. It just doesn't make sense.
What a shock.
Yeah.
Well, this is called Häagen-Dazs, which I believe is a restaurant in D.C. This is a one-star review by Hunter. We came out tonight because we heard local businesses are suffering thanks to the coronavirus scare, and we support local whenever we can. But this plague cannot be blamed for how bad things were.
Oh, no. People can still be assholes during this.
That's exactly kind of the thing I was trying to say in the beginning. Like, we need to check in with our Yelpers who are still insisting on being assholes.
I get why you said that now.
Right. But this plague cannot be blamed for how bad things were tonight. With one bartender working a nearly full bar alone, it took us over 20 minutes just for our order to be taken. Watching her desperately wave to the two employees sitting down chatting at a table to come help was actually the only reason we left her a tip at all. She was trying and getting no help from her lazy coworkers. Once they noticed, one came to help her and the other went and started chatting with the cooks. The drinks, once we got them, were fine. The food, however, was not. I'm not sure the level of incompetence it takes to fuck up a sandwich, but they managed to impress. I ordered a Reuben. Spelled wrong. That's four ingredients. Bread, corned beef, sauerkraut, and Thousand Island. Well, there was no sauerkraut. And the meat was old, like dry and chewy. I wanted to send it back, but my family who was with me said, no, don't. They will just throw it away. Don't waste food. Box it up so we can give it to a homeless person. So that's what we did.
He's done so mad about it. Oh, I finally had to give my food to a homeless person.
Also to be like so righteous when you're like, it was disgusting. I didn't want to eat it here. It's for a homeless person. What the fuck?
It's, I don't
that
know.
That doesn't make this you sound much better.
No, you're not helping your case here, buddy.
No. So that's what we did. The homeless gentleman amusingly didn't believe me when I told him it was a Reuben sandwich.
I don't think that happened. I really don't think that happened.
Do you think this happened? He said, not a Reuben without kraut.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
It's like a fucking, like it's from a sitcom.
He exclaimed. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
He didn't say he exclaimed.
Hey, this isn't a Reuben without kraut.
Wink.
Yeah, as if.
Can't, you say it's like a sitcom?
You should add this to your Yelp review later. Wink.
Make sure you write this in your notes on your notepad. Okay. He exclaimed, not a Reuben without kraut. I agree. By the way, the following is a bad choice of idiom. But beggars can't be choosers.
Jesus Christ.
I am not a beggar, however. I just did not get what I paid good money for. We were going to order another round of drinks before we left, but since it took another 15 minutes just for someone to finally come serve us, we just got our check. It was nice of the busboy to pour us some water as we were leaving, but it was just kind of symbolic of our whole experience. This place is a shit show. And you can't blame the virus scare for understaffing, as there were some staff there. Just useless. I will not be back, and I will mock anyone who asks me about going there.
This guy's just an asshole, that's it. How dare you like something that I don't like?
What do you mean you'll mock someone? Like, oh.
This whole thing is in bad taste, this whole review.
Oh, is it? Yes. Yeah. Last line, these people should be ashamed of themselves. End of review.
Jesus.
That's called a werewolf. Put a mirror up to yourself.
I regret telling you about that.
Oh, boy. Okay, your turn.
Okay, my next one is of It's Boba Time in Northridge, California.
I love boba.
Yeah, time. Well, Nick had a troublesome experience. One star. The lady working the drinks was wearing a medical mask. In this era, with coronavirus, it didn't look good and made everyone uncomfortable. I don't know why she is wearing it. If she is sick, she shouldn't be preparing food. End of review.
Oh, my.
Well, if she's sick, she shouldn't be. But also, maybe she's not trying not to get sick from you.
Hey, yeah, a lot of people are wearing those things who are not...
This was a month ago. So maybe since then, Nick has been like, oh, maybe I should go out and wear one of those, even though I'm not sick.
By the way,
whether or not it helps.
By the way, don't wear those because medical professionals need them. Yes. And now they're using expired ones because everyone bought them out. So stop it.
Accurate.
Truth.
Yes.
Anyway, but yeah, that's just silly. And also, a lot of people do wear those day to day.
Yeah, that's true.
Whether or not there is a coronavirus.
That is so true. Yeah. I mean, especially living in our neighborhood. Like, yeah. It's nothing new to see
it's
people wearing
very
masks.
Normal.
It's, like, very common.
Some
here.
Of them have, like, cat faces
this is
on them.
Northridge. It's not even that far from here. Like,
no.
It just makes sense that, whatever. But,
I mean,
like, not a good look. It's, like...
We also live in, like, one of the smoggiest cities in the country,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that's why she was wearing this mask.
Yeah. And also, this person might have been forced to come into work by a manager. I'm, like, making a
There's
stretch.
There's a lot of things.
It could be so many things possible. And she was like, let me do... Maybe do
it's,
what I can to protect people
sort of like
just in case
saying,
I am sick or something.
How dare she wear a hairnet? It made me so uncomfortable. Does she have lice? I don't know.
Yes,
I feel
yeah,
like
exactly.
It's a similar idea.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys are like, that's not the same. But in my head it is. So.
I don't know. In my head it is too because you said it and I'm not thinking much. So
great. Well, my next review is of Hunkomania Male Strip Club. So you can.
Oh my God! I took a drink right when you said that. That was close. That almost went all over.
I actually waited for you.
I almost spit coronavirus at you.
I actually waited. Oh boy. Okay. Hunkomania male strip club. 1 star by Sarah. Coronab, beware. Went to this show 2 weeks ago before the coronavirus outbreak, and I have been sick ever since. Pretty sure I got Cronona from...
Okay. I think there's something else wrong here. Can't even spell it. What's going on over there?
First we got Coronab, and now we have Cronona. Pretty sure I got Cronona from having sweaty men all over me at the show. They should shut this thing down for public health issues for at least 6 months until the virus is contained. End of review.
How many stars?
1.
What?
She got corona from it.
Okay. You reap what you sow.
Or coronab. Nobody's clear.
If while this whole thing's happening, you go to a male strip club and allow... Okay, I don't know how to like put this in a normal way because this is not a normal situation. But like, I feel like... Don't blame the business for you going there during this.
Nah.
And they probably are closed by now.
Yeah. Oh, they probably legally have to be.
Yes. That's the point.
There was like, one strip club, though, because then I immediately started looking up strip clubs, coronavirus. And there's one that has a billboard up in very poor taste that says coronavirus free lap dances. And there were 2 reviews. One thought it said coronavirus free lap dances, and one thought it said coronavirus free lap dance. It is not clear to me because there's just a hyphen after corona.
Oh, okay.
Or sorry, after virus. So it could be coronavirus free lap dances or coronavirus free lap dances.
Do you think that they managed to get their hands? So first of all, the whole testing kit shit is insane.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was actually the review. It was like, oh, so are you testing?
Yeah, literally testing every single dancer. I mean, maybe, but I would be surprised because the way that this country is handling
Blaze
testing
at
kits,
the emergency
it's
room
so fucked up.
Can't do it. So I
no,
doubt
it's,
that
it's
this
insane.
Strip club in Arizona can do it.
But the entirety of the Utah Jazz could get. They used like a big chunk of the ones at Oklahoma. The tests that Oklahoma had to
right.
test their players who could afford to. Okay, sorry.
Anyway,
too many beers.
Too many Coronas.
Too many Coronas. What can I say? My next review is of LA Fitness in Levittown, New York.
Oh, great. A gym.
This is by Ray. 1 star. You don't have to go to China to catch the coronavirus. LA Fitness is probably the dirtiest fitness chain in the nation. From the filthy cardio equipment to the putrid bathroom floors, toilets, showers, steam rooms, etc., a full refund of membership dues should be in order for all members. How does ownership let this go on? Nuff said. End of review. And then provided 3 pictures
of what?
Urinals.
Oh my God.
Literally just 3 different urinals that are.
I don't want to see that.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. They look like urinals. Yes, a little bit. It's not even that bad. Like, it's not like they're overflowing, disgusting, completely filthy.
Like
they're just urinals.
Coronavirus is running rampant. Stop putting your hands in the urinals.
I was literally about to say something like that.
What
like,
are you doing?
What are you doing with these urinals? That it's a problem that they're, like, a little bit dirty in there?
If you think someone in the steam room has coronavirus,
I think you're
maybe
using urinals wrong.
Don't absorb their steam.
Yeah, just don't go. I think they're probably closed by now because I'm just assuming everything's closing.
He just wants his money back.
Yeah, he wants
plus
membership dues
back. A lifelong subscription at Disney Plus.
But like for me, I mean, I can afford this climbing gym that I go to, and I fucking bought. So I hadn't gone in a couple of years. It was like, okay, I'm gonna go. Beginning of March, I think I bought a membership.
Yeah,
it's closed now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, you know what? It's a local chain. Whatever, we'll see. If they give me something back, that'd be great. But I'm not going to go write 1-star reviews
right.
because this is not their fault.
People are struggling.
This is
not
their fault. And
their
employees are the people who are the most victims. Not that they're not taking care of them. I don't know how that, behind the scenes, but at all of these gyms and stuff, the employees are the ones being hurt at any of these places.
Yep.
Not you. Not you, the customer, who's like, I cannot use this luxury that
it's
I have.
It's like eating urinal cakes or whatever
can't
you're
go to my favorite
doing.
Urinal because it's so dirty and has coronavirus.
Ugh, God. Okay. I don't like that one bit. I did that too where I bought Black Friday, I think, like class passes to this boxing gym in LA, and it closed yesterday. And so I'm like, oh, perfect. An excuse for me not to ever use those class passes.
True.
So I'm like, wow, sucks.
Oh, darn.
What a bummer. It only took me 3 months to really commit to not going. Okay, so all I have left is one redemption.
I'm done, so I'm
you
out.
You are? Mm-hmm. Oh, good timing. Okay, I have one redemption of Bristol Farms.
Aw, that's my old company is Bristol Farms.
Your old company is Bristol Farms?
Used, like, would get deliveries from Bristol Farms.
Like for groceries?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like we just like certain fruits and stuff every week, and some would be given to the birds and stuff. Never mind.
He worked at Pigeon Forge. Okay, this is a 5-star review by Richard. The coronavirus has created alarm for many shoppers, including myself, and I found myself at Bristol Farms today alongside an incredibly large amount of people. Throughout what felt like a very stressful and chaotic day at the grocery store, the employees showed incredible kindness and stellar customer service. One employee even took the time to walk me across the store to show me an item I was having a hard time finding. With every aisle crowded with people, that kind gesture really meant a lot and shows how much they care about their customers. I had Priscilla at my checkout line, and she was extremely sweet and kind to me, even with 15 other customers with full shopping carts behind me. So I just wanted to write this review so that people know the incredible people that work at this location, as well as the amazing standard the store and the workers hold themselves to. Most importantly, during such scary times as we are experiencing with the coronavirus. Thank you, Bristol Farms, for your kindness and service. You are the best. End of review.
That is sweet. We need more of
that. We needed that. This is one of the times when my redemption actually is a redemption.
Yeah. Can I actually, speaking of which, and I was meaning to do this, can I read an email from a listener that is kind of on a similar vein?
Please.
So Ian wrote into us and said, "Dear Bad Daddy of Podcasting."
Why would you say that?
"And Queen of the Komodo, Christine."
I'll take mine.
So Ian says, "I just worked my last day in what is hopefully my last job as a barista. As much as I love painting the mouths of my city with espresso art, I've grown tired of placing down an elaborate mocha, only to hear, 'Is that oat milk?' and having to remake it.
Aww.
Although I will not be able to escape the confines of customer service yet, I will continue to look to your show for comedic relief. One of my regulars actually recommended this podcast to me on a day when I was looking visibly pissed off. But I digress. Here is why I'm writing you today."
Sorry, a customer recommended?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
How sweet is that? So hi, like, customer. Hi, Ian.
They were like, "Is this oat milk?"
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. Well, there are... Look, I could be worse. I could write a one-star review that could end up on Beach to Sandy Water to Wet.
While you're writing... While you're pouring my oat milk latte, my $6 latte, down the drain. Yeah.
Okay. I love oat milk lattes, so...
It was probably... I literally have
felt
been
very personal.
Picturing you this entire time.
Okay. "Before your podcast, I never graced the internet with my effervescent opinions, bubbling with creativity and niceness. However, after listening to this podcast, I realized there was a shortage of positive reviews, and I took it upon myself to be the hero of the review community. Since then, I have taken it upon myself to write only 5-star reviews of places I enjoy."
Aww.
"Turns out I really enjoy writing positive reviews, so much so that I became a local guide, and Google sent me a pair of socks for my efforts."
What?
"Now, whenever I look at the review socks on my feet, I think of them as my Beach to Sandy socks."
What?
TMTM.
Google, we're coming for you.
"And thank you for spreading positivity and for standing up for people who work in customer service, because guess what customers do best? Suck. Thank you for not sucking, Ian." And then, unfortunately for Ian, I'm the one who read this email because it says, "P.S. Don't tell Alex, but I found, and that's why we drink through this podcast, and I binged all of it."
Wow! Okay,
so,
Ian.
Yeah, Ian, thanks for writing in. Yeah, so that's kind of what we want, people. Go write your 5-star review, especially at a time like this.
Send me a latte.
Like, these businesses are, some businesses are very much in trouble, very much struggling.
A lot of, whether it's art,
latte art?
No, not latte art. Performing arts companies are going completely under, and people are losing their jobs. Because obviously shows can't go on.
UCB
and so.
Theater here in LA, a lot of people lost their jobs.
I didn't even think about,
Yeah, it's tough for so many people out there. So even if it's writing 5-star reviews like that, just spread that positivity and do your best. And
Ian,
like we said before,
so nice.
Okay, first of all, yeah, be like Ian, and also like support anything you can in any way you can, whether it's with your time or your skills or with your money.
Or just be kind to yourself.
And that's important. Also very important.
Also, your plants, they've missed you.
Oh, my God. Mine all died before this all happened, so I don't have any to take care of, and I can't go get any more. So.
Revive them.
Maybe I'll dig something up in the backyard. I was going
to say, take some grass out of the backyard. Gio dug some up for you.
Oh, thanks, G.
Okay,
all right, thanks for listening to our surprise social distancing episode.
If you've made it this far, wow, thanks. Also, if you have any reviews that you find that are, like, wild in this time period that are only relevant now or whatever, mm-hmm. send them our way.
And you don't use Between You and Us as the subject. Maybe just use, like, coronavirus or something, or social distancing.
Yeah.
Just something similar. And maybe we'll do another one of these.
Depending, we'll see.
Depending on how you guys react.
Depending on
how many one-star reviews we get.
Beers Drizzly can deliver by then.
Truth.
Okay, bye everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And stay safe.
Stay safe and social distance yourselves.